Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
What is happening in the GOP? Both John Ensign and Mark Sanford are the latest casualties of controversy in the Republican Party, both admitting to having extramarital affairs. You're excused if you think that as fast as they get named as presidential hopefuls, the faster those candidates for 2012 in the Republican Party seem to come down. Joining us now are two prominent advisors and strategists in the Republican Party. Grover Norquist is the president of Americans for Tax Reform. He is the author of Leave Us Alone, Getting the Government's Hands Off Our Money, Our Guns, and Our Lives. We're also joined by Ron Kaufman, a former White House political director under George H.W. Bush. He's also an advisor to former presidential candidate for the Republicans, Mitt Romney. And Grover, we're going to start with you, and we're going to start with Governor Sanford of South Carolina. What effect does this particular scandal have on the bloc of fiscally conservative voters like yourself?
Well, obviously, Sanford was a tremendous leader on the call for spending less money, and he governed well as a governor. He's one of about five or six governors who've done as he has in terms of keeping spending down and governing as a Ronald Reagan Republican. It's a disappointment that he would not be in the mix, but that leaves the governor of Minnesota, Mr. Pawlenty, the governor of Texas, Rick Perry, the governor of Alaska, Palin, a number of solid Republican governors who could run for president in 4 years.
I'm going to turn over to you, Ron. And just to get your quick take on how these two particular controversies are going to hurt.
Well, they hurt the Republican brand, I think, a little bit, mm-hmm. because we're the party who family values and claim that we want to bring stability to the American people. But as Grover said, we're really the party that governs well and governs wisely and taxes less and spends less. And I think that doesn't affect that brand at all. And I think as we go through the next couple of years and as the deficit gets bigger and bigger and bigger and people focus more and more what this means to our kids and our grandkids, I think our brand gets better and better, and these problems won't really affect how people are going to vote in 2010 or 2012.
Well, in fact, is Sanford really such a loss to you folks anyway? I mean, he might have been great as a label for the party, but in like Time Magazine, I think, rated him as one of the least effective governors. He really, when you look at how the schools were doing, when you look at how industry was doing there, how much of a leader was he really?
Well, certainly Sanford was strong in trying to stop the government, the state legislature, from spending too much. He had a legislature that's filled with a lot of Democrats who flipped to become Republicans to keep their seats, but they're still spendaholics. And so there was an awful lot of beating his head against a wall with that legislature. I think it might have been difficult for him to run for president because of that, because his hometown guys would have said, well, he wasn't very effective. Well, he's fairly effective at stopping bad stuff from happening, which is step one for a governor or a president when it comes to overspending. And these elections, 2010, 2012, will be about who can stop the runaway spending that you saw at the end of the Bush administration, but then went into hyperspeed with Reid and Pelosi and Obama.
Well, let's talk about what contenders you do have. Ron, I'm going to go back to you for a moment.
Well, of course, my guy is Mitt Romney, and if he decides to run again, I think he'll be a strong candidate. But as Grover said, there are a ton of very good, solid, conservative governors across the country who I think will be really good candidates potentially in 2012. But listen, we're a long time away. If this was 2005, and we had this conversation, none of us on this phone would mention some junior senator from Illinois as a potential candidate for president in 2008. So we're a long way away. I think that the party's actually in better shape than people realize, and I think that we will have a really good year in 10. I think actually we'll elect two Republican governors in 2009, which will lead to 2010.
Now, Grover, let me ask you this, though. Is this possibly maybe the final scandal like this we're going to have in which we all agree on whatever side of the aisle you're on, enough already with people's private lives. We don't care if you're a president with an intern, if you are a governor with a woman in Argentina, if you're a senator with a staffer. Only until it affects your private life are we going to care? Because at this point, there has been political bloodshed on and for both parties.
Well, if the head of the Republican Party and the head of the Democratic Party could get in a room and cut a deal like that, it might work. But this is really up to the American people and voters to decide how they view it. And some of these scandals are more permanently damaging to the individuals themselves than others. But I think because of the nature of the threat to the economy, that people will be focused more on who can stop the runaway spending. And since Obama started his massive spending spree, unemployment's gotten worse, not better. So it's had the opposite effect of what the Democrats said was going to happen.
All right. Let's talk about what your advice would be then to Republican candidates who are looking at 2012. Because you're right, it is a long way away. I mean, why do we even play this game anyway?
Because it shows talk airtime on radio and TV. People care. I mean, the next president will matter. What's happening now really matters. And I think my advice to anyone running is to go back to conservative basic roots, and not ideological roots, but conservative roots. Ronald Reagan always said that ideology, rigid ideology, was evil, and I think he was right. We go back to what William Buckley said and Burke and the rest, that this is really about basic conservative values. And if a Republican candidate gets out there and goes back to those roots, I think we'll have a really, really good year in 2012.
All right. Grover, Ron, I want to thank you both for joining us.
Enjoy. Yep. Thanks, Catherine.
Grover Norquist, president of Americans for Tax Reform. Ron Kaufman, a former White House political director and friend and advisor to Mitt Romney.